So this is the Weekend Geek. This is where I comb the internet for geeky stories, science stories, whatever geeks would like, and embellish it to make it sound, though, you know, just a little bit dumb.
Yeah, and you know, Carl, I gotta say, you know, browsing the internet myself, I found out that it's really hard to find geeky and stupid things that people do on the internet.
Yeah, very, very, very hard. I don't know what the deal is there. Well, anyway, this isn't really a geek story, but I thought it was interesting how they came up with this. Dennis Rader, the Kansas serial killer known for his self-professed thumb rule BTK, whom police hunted for 31 long years before nailing him February this year, told a Wichita court Monday in vivid details how he committed the crimes on a project basis, ruthlessly killing the victims and often deriving sexual pleasure out of the act. His constant boasting about his crimes was ultimately his undoing. Police obtained this surveillance recording in which Rader shows a murder weapon to his family.
Wow, Beaver, how do you like it?
Boy, Wally, it's really neat.
What the hell?
What do you think of it, Mom?
Well, neat's hardly the word I'd use to describe it.
You can hardly see the meat stains anymore.
Aye.
Oh my God, Dad.
In case you didn't catch that, Wally said you can hardly see the meat stains anymore.
You know, I think that clip would have sounded a lot funnier with some other kind of lead in.
Oh, okay.
Instead of the, you know.
Here's Mark critiquing my comedy again.
Sorry, man.
That's
I'm just
never
like,
happened
dude, I'm
before.
Not Mark Miller, all right? I get 10 minutes with WordPad to come up with this potentially funny, and then like, oh, man.
Now, the next story's headline speaks for itself. So go to shrinkster.com/6D7. And the headline says, timing of next Indonesia tsunami, a mystery.
Oh, hey, this just in, Carl. Outcome of 2006 presidential election still unknown.
Timing of next Indonesia tsunami a mystery. Do you think?
Gee, yeah.
There's just nothing else you can say about that Jeff didn't already say. Yep. Well, anyway, Microsoft might license Xbox software. Tokyo, forget the video game console. Your TV could already have the brains to play those games. Akoi, Microsoft chairman Bill Gates hinted Thursday that his company might license the software underlying its Xbox gaming machine to a variety of outside companies in a bid to expand the market share for the Xbox machine. On the list of companies being considered are Sony, Nintendo, and Apple.
God.
I should really stop doing this bit, shouldn't I? You guys aren't going to laugh.
That's the can't laugh. That's just
it's just dumb.
Wrong.
I'm sorry.
You know, if you had played the Leave It to Beaver clip right now, then it would be funny.
For anybody who listened to that joke and didn't get it, it's Microsoft is going to be offering the Xbox platform to the makers of the GameCube and the PlayStation 2, and it's facetious.
It is facetious.
Because, you know, they're in competition.
And it's much less funny now that you've explained it.
That was,
yeah.
That Jeff was the idea.
Jeff is interpreting for the comedically paralyzed.
Thank you, Mark, for making my unfunny addition to the unfunny comment by Carl.
You're funnier than me, man.
So we're just making progress. Karen, you got to say something in response to Mark, and it'll be hilarious.
I don't get what the whole thing is about, though.
Well, I thought that was funny.
Just turn to me and just say, shut the f*** up, you slut.
Whoa.
What?
Okay, moving right along.
I said, just turn to me and say, shut the f*** up, you slut. The whole thing is in quotes.
You know what?
I was having her call me a slut. I wasn't calling her a slut.
Actually, Troy should listen to the show, actually.
I'm not responsible for this.
I didn't do this.
Story number 4, beware of fake Microsoft security alerts. IDG News Service reported Thursday that a new wave of spam that disguises itself as a Microsoft security bulletin contains a link to malicious software that gives attackers complete access to the infected machine, security researchers are reporting. The email, which began circulating late Tuesday, identifies itself as Microsoft Security Bulletin MS05-039 and offers a link to what it claims is a patch against the Sober, Zafi, and MyTob worms.
Yeah, what was the security bulletin number on that again, Carl?
MS05-039.
Isn't that an older one? That's like a...
No. This came out today, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let me pull up the webpage right here. Oh, wait a minute. There's a pop-up with... Ah, I'll get back to you on that one.
That was great.
Lastly, the U.S. won't cede control of net computers from Associated Press. The U.S. government will indefinitely retain oversight of the main computers that control traffic on the internet, ignoring calls by some countries to turn the function over to an international body, a senior official said Thursday. In a rare press appearance, Vice President Dick Cheney, who did not invent the internet, by the way, actually made a rational argument for why the U.S. will not give up control.
Oh, no, you don't. You want my treasure. Well, it's mine, understand? All mine. Down, down, go, go. Mine.
And
oh, man,
it's the weekend geek. Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.wap.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.